Alison Oshin's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And it wasn't about me. It was about, you know, when we came in 8 months ago, we sat these guys down. We knew within that senior bunch of players, there's still a serious hunger and desire to get back up those steps. And what the younger lads coming in has been absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we set our stall out early, and we lost. You know, during the National League, we put up some good performances. And it's unfortunate we got relegated, but the bigger picture was always going to be the Anglo-Celt. And on an Ulster final day, and we set that out as a target, and it's brilliant to get there and see Michael Gullop collecting Anglo-Celt on behalf of this whole group.
Yeah, I spoke to Oran McNeillis. He of course came back into the panel, and he told me, he says, Oshin, this is the reason why I'm back here, and from the start of the year this was the target, and they knew that it was a very achievable target.
We knew that exactly. Yeah, when you see the amount of work these guys put in, I mean, when you look at the all the coaching staff, serious amount of work, serious amount of effort, everything's really done in a professional manner. These boys act as professionals, they work extremely hard, and we've had eight solid weeks basically there since the first round of the championship against Cavan. We're going to go back tonight, Oshin, and we're going to celebrate tonight, because I think these boys deserve it, and we'll celebrate with our own supporters here. But tomorrow, if we look back and get forward for the Super 8s, that's the way it is, and that's a good place to be. Hey,
as a management team, how much pleasure do you get out of watching that develop, as what you just spoke about there?
Absolutely brilliant. Hey, you know, no better leader. You have Michael Murphy as team captain, but there's leaders within that whole group. Yeah. Even the younger lads coming in, those guys are leaders. We have done a huge amount of work over the last six, seven months. We are far from the finished article, but we are moving in the right direction. We have room and a lot of room for improvement, and we will look at that there. But for today, we didn't mind just getting over the line by a point or whatever, just to win that Anglo-Celt. It's brilliant. Brilliant to be here, Oshin. I was here 20 years ago as a Luton manager. I was here as a player when we won, when we lost. No better place to be. Ulster final champions in that dressing room, and I'm looking forward to going back in.
And
there,
listen, you've done it in a very impressive fashion as well, because you've racked up big scores in each game as the championship went on, Declan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing we did play, we decided at the very outset we were going to be positive in everything we'd done, and that has rubbed off on the players. These players want to play football, they want to play ball, and that's exactly what they've done, because they are really good ball players. And you know, we gave them that latitude to go and express themselves, and I think we saw something like 13 different scores out there today, which is brilliant return. And no, absolutely delighted for the whole group, management, players, everyone involved.
And you mentioned the Super 8, so that's up next in 3 weeks time. We're waiting to see who comes out of Leinster. Looks like it's going to be the All-Ireland champions, but no matter who it is, Declan, you're going into the next stage, and we always said that medals and trophies breed confidence, so they do, and you should go in there with confidence.
Oh, listen, Oshin, this is huge. This is absolutely, many today I sat up there with you in the commentary box, and you know, we won Ulster titles, we lost Ulster titles, but listen, to come back here now as a manager, and it's brilliant. I mean, it's absolutely delighted, yeah, as I said, for everyone involved, and you know, it's great, as I said, a great place to be.
Yeah, you have a smile on your face, Declan. Listen, you have the full set now, 16, 17, minor, 21, and now senior, which is a fantastic achievement. I know you don't like taking credit for stuff, Declan, but that's a fantastic achievement at a personal level.
Listen, delighted, because when we said it 6 years ago, I spoke about with us creating a winning mentality, and we know that's exactly what the guys have done. And you know, it's been brilliant. As I say, the young lads have come and they're used to winning, and they expect it, and with the older lads that have been there and already done it, it's absolutely fantastic.